May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 910. Oh, that my soul, as heretofore, could with delight and love explore those sacred sweets in Jesus' name that once my raptured soul o'ercame. Hymn 910.
us read together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, reading the first 8 verses. Deuteronomy 31, the first 8 verses. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel, and he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua, and said unto him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Now please turn to the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rocks sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holden my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed, that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our gods. Hear, ye deaf, and look, ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not. Open the ears, but he heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honourable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none saith, restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire round about, yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us to pray. Kind and gracious, merciful Lord God of heaven and of earth, once again thy goodness has been made known to us and lengthened out, and we're favoured and spared to come into thy courts at the evening hour of this day. We ask and pray, dear Lord Jesus, thou wilt bless us now. Now that we're found, Lord, in the means of grace, with thy word before us, in front of us. We ask and pray thou wilt bless it to us. Lord, do come then and take the things of Jesus and make them known unto us this night. Be mouth, matter and wisdom. Be all needed help. And come, dear Lord, and favour us now with those sweet tokens of thy loving kindness, and thy goodness and thy mercy. May we feel that thou art here. Dear Lord, we pray that thou art not let any of us go home empty, that we may go home indeed, albeit with a crumb of mercy. Lord, a crumb from the Master's table, a droplet of water from salvation's wells. Lord, we seek for these things. Oh, dear Lord, thy goodness and kindness is such, Lord, that we've had our daily need so abundantly supplied. Now, Lord, we come into thy courts, and we desire, Lord, to be found sitting at the gospel table, and that, dear Lord Jesus, thou wilt break that bread of life and feed our souls so that we grow and grow in grace and the knowledge of Jesus. Lord, do come and, oh, grant to our souls, Lord, a treat. Lord, that we may eat and partake, Lord, of the things of the glorious gospel of Christ. Of those things, Lord, that shall do us good. Of those things, Lord, that we shall ever remember whilst memory lasts. Oh, Lord, that the word may be sealed home upon our hearts. Dear Lord, there are perhaps only a few occasions in our lives when we can say how the word was sealed home. And dear Lord, thou knowest when this last occurred to each and every one of us. But dear Lord, may be so tonight, so that, Lord, we, like those on the road to Emmaus, and did not our heart burn within us whilst he talked with us by the way? Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt then be very near to us and do help us. Lord, we do need to be fitted and prepared for heaven. We need to be made right and kept right. We need, Lord, our sins pardoned and forgiven and washed away. We need, Lord, cleansing in that fountain of thine own heart blood. As one said, plunge us in that crimson ocean, thy atonement made for sin. Oh, and we think of the word of the dear prophet when he says that in that day there shall be a fountain open for sin and uncleanness for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Then may we have a humble hope, dear Lord, that we are the household of faith of David, and that we are indeed the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to know that our names are found recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Hear our prayer. Lord, we plead again, make us right and keep us right. Then be with us, dear Lord, we pray. Lord, we ask thee to be our guide and our counsellor in life's pathway, in those untrodden steps, in the unknown way. We pray, dear Lord, that thou be near. Psalmist said, thou shalt be my guide, and afterward receive me to glory. We pray, dear Lord, that we may be able to say amen with him. Do then help us. Now, Lord, we ask then that all our sins may be pardoned and forgiven,
and their hearts filled with the love of Jesus, that love that pardons sin, that love that takes sin away, that love that caused thee, dear Lord Jesus, to suffer, bleed and die on Calvary's cross, love to sinners. Oh, as we read, he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, may we know that we were and are amongst those for whom thou didst travail. Oh, the travails of Jesus in Gethsemane's garden, in the judgment hall upon the cross at Calvary. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Oh, thy intercessory prayer, dear Lord Jesus, and may we know that thou hast interceded then on our behalf, on our account, and that thus, dear Lord, we are justified in and through the blessed name of Jesus, thy dear Son. Hear our prayers. Now, Lord, help us once more, dear Lord, to pray for this little cause of truth, and do bless them together and bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. And do may thy goodness pass before them. May they see thy hand and thy work appear. May there be, Lord, those signs following the preaching of thy word here. Then undertake for them, Lord, and be gracious. We think of the ones, Lord, that bear office here, undertake for them and help them in their responsibilities. And be with each and every one, Lord, whether they're church members or otherwise. Lord, do work graciously in their hearts. And, oh, Lord, that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. Pray, Lord, that thou would be very gracious to each and all. Be with them then and undertake for them, we pray. Dear Lord, we do pray, thou bless thy word here. Oh, as thy servants preach, Lord, oh, that there may be those hearts that are graciously affected by the preaching of the word, that there may be a word, Lord, there may be something for them to take home, something for them to beat out. There may often be, Lord, a Ruth's portion. Dear Lord, we think of Boaz giving that command to be, there should be some handfuls of purpose left, or for Ruth and the gleaners. Our Lord, and may it often be, Lord, thy heavenly mind and will, that there should be the command given for some handfuls, so that, Lord, sinners gather them up, take them home, beat them out, obtain the blessing. Lord, we're asking for some great things, but we're not asking, dear Lord, anything that thou art not able to do or grant. But Lord, do then hear our prayer. But Lord, and we ask it, Lord, not for our sakes, but thy own great name, for thy honour and glory, dear Lord, not unto us, but to thy glory. Hear then our prayers. We pray that remember each and all, and knowest, dear Lord, just about each and every one. Undertake for them, Lord, through the children, the little ones that come on thy day and go to the Sunday school. Bless them there and then. Be with them. Help them, Lord, we pray thee. Lord, all that they may have in their heart. Oh, that aching void that this world cannot fill. They may have their souls on the stretch to find Christ. That they may be looking unto Jesus. Pray, dear Lord, that thou be with others. There are those, Lord, may be that are detained through lawful commitments, unable then to come. Lord, be with them any way. Undertake for them, Lord. Preserve and keep them. Bring them home at the appointed time in peace and safety. And Lord, any in any particular need, do remember them. Oh, we think of our friend here. Lord, we pray that be with her in her time, Lord, of labour and travail. And oh, that she may be brought through and a child born, and life given and life spared. Do then bless and do be gracious to them, we pray. Lord, then do help us to commit all these things into thy hand. And there are others, maybe, Lord, that are in sickness and affliction's path. Remember them. Lord, do then help us to pray for thy people here and there. Lord, oh, we think, dear Lord, of the assemblies of thy people. Some, dear Lord, we know that gather together tonight. Remember those at home. Be with them there. Help one, Lord, to speak a few things in thy name. And Lord, help others where they gather, some for preaching, some for prayer meeting. Whatever that might the meeting may be, Lord, we do pray thy name may be exalted this night in Zion. Hear then our prayers. Remember all in sickness and affliction's path. Undertake for each and all we pray. Lord, be with them. Those, Lord, that have ordeals in front of them, we pray thou appear for them. Do bless them, Lord. Lord, remember thy servant Philip Mercer. Undertake for him and be with him, Lord. Oh, that he may be kept quiet and peaceful and calm, Lord, as he waits at that ordeal. Lord, do be gracious. And others, Lord, here and there, that are laid aside one way and another, be gracious to each and all, we pray. We often think of John Broome, and we pray for him, Lord. And there may be others, Lord, that are laid aside one way or another. Lord, if it please thee, raise them up. If it's otherwise, Lord, to be with them. Lord, as they walk, Lord, unable to go forth then and preach thy word. Oh, but dear Lord, they may not be able to preach. But dear Lord, they can still pray. And oh, we ask that thou give to them, Lord, the breath of prayer. Lord, on the behalf of thy people. So that, Lord, the assemblies of thy people profit, Lord, by the prayers of those that are detained, maybe on their bed. Lord, then hear our prayers in these things. We pray that thou remember the bereaved, comfort their hearts, the widows and the widowers, undertake for each and all, those who have lost near and dear ones, be with them. And, Lord, we ask and pray thou be with thy people everywhere. Oh, and, Lord, remember Zion. Do bring forth, Lord, souls to thy praise and thy glory. And, Lord, that there may be those, Lord, wrought upon. There may be sinners, Lord, that are converted by the power of thy blessed Spirit. Lord, thine arm is not shorn that it cannot save, nor is thine ear heavy that it cannot hear. Then hear the cries of thy people, so that, Lord, there are days of prosperity in Zion. Days, Lord, when many shall say, come, all ye that fear God, and I'll declare what he hath done for my soul. Hear prayer, Lord, and then do bless us now. Bless our nation, appear for us. Overturn the evil design of wicked men and frustrate their intentions. Hear prayer also, Lord, we pray, over our royal house and others in authority over us. Help us, others in this world that suffer one way or another, some in death and destruction and despair, some in famine and drought. Lord, do appear for each and all. And do help us then. Lord, we thank thee for all thy kindness to us, the many mercies we have and receive, blessings which we daily receive, hourly receive, all thy goodness and kindness bestowed upon us. Oh, we would render praise and thanksgiving to thy great and holy name. But now, Lord, we come once more with the turn to thy word, and we need thy help, Lord. Lord, we're a poor, poor man. Lord, we feel, Lord, like the washing up on the draining board, turned upside down and drained out like a dish. Then come, Lord, and be our helper. Lord, come, fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips, that live coal from off that heavenly altar, as we plead the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
In 1041. Oh, where is now that glowing love that marked our union with the Lord? Our hearts were fixed on things above, nor could the world one joy afford. Hymn 1041.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord, venture to ask Your very prayerful attention to Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. It is really perhaps the latter part of this psalm that, this verse that is on my mind, but I still do not seem to know what we might say from it. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Why, the beginning of the chapter tells us what dear Moses said to the children of Israel. I'm 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. But, oh, dear Moses, here then is very confident of this. He knows it because he believes what the Lord has told him. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee. Oh, friend, why you and I, we sometimes, we may have to walk, sometimes we have to walk in some very trying circumstances, some strange and mysterious paths. But, dear soul, the blessing, that your mercy and mine will be this, that for the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He it is that doth go with thee. You know, you just turn over a page or two here, you come into the book of Joshua, and why, you see, Moses then has died, and now Joshua is to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. And you know, what you read here in Deuteronomy 31 is so verily true of Joshua 3. Yes. When the officers went through the host of the children of Israel. Yes, and why, there was the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord their God, the priest that bearing it. And then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. There shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. Yes, for the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. Yes, you have not passed this way heretofore. Why, friends, the dear Lord, you go back to the beginning of the children of Israel coming out of the land of Egypt. And what do we find? Well, we find this, do we not? Why, there was to be this light. Yeah. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night before them, before the people. Yes, dear soul, and his divine faithfulness, that pillar of cloud followed, it went before them, went before the children of Israel all those years in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. Ah, yes, dear soul, and perhaps, dear soul, there's one or more here tonight that, oh, you say, if only I could see that pillar of fire. Why do I say this? Because, dear soul, you're walking in the dark. You're walking in the dark. You know not what lies before you. And perhaps, dear soul, you tremble. Yes, you tremble, dear soul, at the way, the path, at those are the things that, why, you're frightened at the things that you may come across, that you may be called to walk and pass through. But this all, there will be the pillar of fire. There will be this all, the pillar of fire. They're going before thee to lead thee in the way. To lead thee in the way. Yes, children of Israel, you've not passed this way here before. Dear soul, and we have not passed this way heretofore, have we? And oh, how we need the Lord. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go before thee. Oh, friends, why the blessed, gracious, divine presence of the Lord. Dear soul, dear Moses, you go back again, the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, and after a while, Moses being up in the mountain, yes, the Lord had given him the law, and comes down, the children of Israel, why, they've fallen down and worshipped a golden calf. And why, as you read there in Exodus 33, oh, how the Lord there speaks to Moses. Depart and go hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying to thy seed, and I will send an angel before thee, and I will send an angel. Friends, that's different from Exodus 13, isn't it? Where the Lord goes before them in the pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. Say, no chastening for the present seemed to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Why, what did it do? It brings these things bring the children of Israel to their knees. And it was so that everyone that sought the Lord, yes, went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. Moses goes into the tabernacle, and Moses pleads with the Lord. And yes, and you will know what dear Moses says here. Why, now therefore, I pray that if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. Consider this nation is thy people. What is it the Lord says? My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. My presence shall go with thee. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. You know, dear soul, sometimes, yes, the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. And you know, sometimes, dear soul, you and I may be and carry a burden. We may carry an exercise as before God. Yes, and dear soul, and yes, there's something perhaps in your life being greatly exercised before God with it. Yes. But then, and dear soul, and you've committed this matter to the Lord. Yes, you've listened to the word of God's grace. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And then, dear soul, and have you asked, yes, with sincerity in your heart, that, Lord, you don't want to go, you don't want to tread in this path if it's not the Lord's will. That's the point, isn't it? You don't want to be found where the Lord doesn't want you or wouldn't have you to be. And then, dear soul, and yet it may be, dear soul, this that's been exercised in your heart, perhaps it's something you wanted, but there's been this humility before him to know no will but his. And there's yes, then the word of God's grace comes, and perhaps there's sometimes. Yes, it may come through sitting in your home, reading your Bible. It may come reading the Word of God in the house of God. It may come through the preaching of the Word of God's grace. Yes, this very, very clear direction from the Lord as to what you are to do. And perhaps, dear soul, you immediately know you must not proceed. And why, dear soul, and this comes to mind, what you read here in the Acts of the Apostles, and, you know, the dear Apostle Paul, why? After they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. But the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas.
in a vision, appeared to Paul at night. There stood a man, Macedonia, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Or, and it's a, but the point was, is this here? They were going to go to Bithynia, and the Spirit suffered them not. That's the point, dear soul. Oh, how, dear soul, the Lord directs your path. Directs your path. You know, it comes in here, doesn't it? And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. I bring the blind by a way that they knew not. See, it is how the blind, bring the blind by a way that they knew not. Why a poor blind man or woman. Yeah. Very often, yes, they were and still are dependent upon someone leading them, guiding them. Yes, in the way and in the path. So that they, to avoid dangers. But the Lord says, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. Ah, yes. What does the Lord say about this? Why, he says this, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. Will hold thy right hand. Be not afraid, for the Lord thy God, for the Lord thy God is blessed Lord God, this all that has done great things for you already. Made a way whereby poor soul, you and I can approach unto God in prayer and supplication. The Lord thy God, yes, that drew thee out, poured thee out of the land of Egypt. Deliver thee from the pots. Deliver thee from the burdens. And this Harlan brought thee out of Egypt. To forsake sin and iniquity. To be found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For the Lord thy God, he it is. This Lord God is, yes, that there were those 10 plagues in Egypt. But, oh, more than that, dear soul, they're here now, all these years in the wilderness. The good hand of our God, that have done great things for us in time past. That caused his servant to smite the rock so that the waters flowed out, made a way through the Red Sea for you and I to pass over as on dry land. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? To make the crooked thing straight and the rough place plain. To bring down the great mountains of impossibility. To make a way where there was no way. He made a way where there was no way. Now, it is all, you say, Israel were not in that situation now, were they? Not here, where the Lord speaks, or Moses speaking here to the children of Israel. They weren't exactly in that situation now where there was the Red Sea in front and the mountains left and right and the enemy behind. They were indeed. As you turn over again then to Joshua 3. You have not passed this way heretofore. You say they were to pass through. Many of those that came out of Egypt to died in the wilderness because of their disobedience and unbelief. But now there are many here. As they come here then to Jordan. Come to Jordan. And they were to pass over Jordan. And he will bring the blind a way that they knew not. And in paths that they have not known. And lead them in paths that they have not known. I'll make darkness light. Before them crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Or they were to come to Jordan and they were to go over Jordan, but 2,000 cubits away from the ark of the covenant of the Lord. That was so, my friends, that each and every one of them could view the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And dear soul, and you and I here, is thy whole dependence on me, Vince? Your entertainer thought, thy worthless schemes with mine to mix, but venture to be naught. Dear soul, and you know, I don't know about you, but I find it very, very hard to venture to be naught. It goes against the old Adam nature that dwells within, does it not? For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go before thee. Yes, he goes before his people. But now, Isaiah 43, but now thus saith the Lord, created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I redeem thee, have called thee by thy name. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. This is Moses' word. But Moses was under the sweet, gracious, anointing power of the Holy Spirit of our God. Here's the word of Isaiah under the gracious anointing power of the Holy Spirit of our God. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I get men for thee, and people for thy life. See, fear thou not, for I am with thee. What more can he say than to you he has said, you under Jesus for refuge have fled? Why, that beautiful hymn that we sometimes sing, 329, isn't it? What more can he say than you have said? Why, when through the deep waters, this is it, dear soul, isn't it? Well, verse 3, fear not, I am with thee, be not dismayed. I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I will strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of woe shall not thee overflow, for I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, my only design, thy dross to consume, and thy gold to refine. I, the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. It is that doth go with thee. My friend, you know, again, what did we read just there, refer to a moment ago? Why, the dear Lord said to Moses, my presence shall go with thee. But you know, dear soul, here in the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 41 and again verse 13, and to me there's something more than, can I say, just the presence of the Lord. I don't mean that in the wrong way. No, God forbid. Oh, the presence of the Lord is such a blessed, gracious thing. Especially when you and I are found in trials, whatever those trials might be and consist of. And have the presence of the Lord with us. Wonderful. But here in verse 13 of Isaiah 41, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. There, this all is an evidence. Show me some token, Lord, for God, some token of thy special love. He holds thy right hand. Yeah. Saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. By this hour, there's not only the presence of the Lord, there's a blessed, gracious promise. Beautiful is it not? Dear soul, and here's divine faithfulness. His divine faithfulness. Again, what do you read in Isaiah chapter 54? Oh, yes, about the Lord's faithfulness. You know, remembering perhaps a few things that we said at the outset. You and I, poor soul in the dark, it was its day here, for a small moment have I forsaken thee. But with great mercies will I gather thee. A little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. But this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. What more can he say? What more can he say? He says, fear not. But dear soul, he says these blessed things. Ah, yes, these words were literally to the children of Israel. But oh, friends, oh, the Israel of God. The church of God. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He, the Lord, that doth go with thee. Ah, in this pathway, in this, dear soul, that he has ordained for you and I. Yes, he's ordained it. Ah, dear soul, the Lord it is that doth go with thee. Dear soul, and Isaiah says, he's going to hold your right hand. He's going to hold your right hand. Dear soul, he's going to say, fear not. He's going to say, he has said. He has said, fear not. Yes, fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. Oh, yes. The Lord, it is that doth go with thee. Go with thee. What is it, Israel? Ah, going before us in the unknown. In the untrodden steps of life's pathway. Be those steps divine providence, or those, some of those deeper things of grace. This comes to mind. The Lord it is that doth go with thee. Yes, you know, he went with the children of Israel over Jordan. They viewed the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord in the midst of, oh, friends, you know, there's a very interesting point there, that the waters were divided, they stood on a heap. Yes, dear soul, the Lord thy God is able to stack water. It, can I ask this question? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. But this, dear soul, yes, children of Israel, come over to Jordan. Yes. View the Ark of the Covenant. Why, dear soul? And it was when the priest's feet touched the brim of the water, the brink of the water of Jordan, so the waters were divided. They, not before then. These are, God doesn't come too late, these are.
He doesn't come too late.
He doesn't come when you and I want him to, sometimes.
When you and I expect it. No, because, dear soul,
he will have you and I to walk by faith and not by sight. Looking unto Jesus. Casting your care upon him.
Yes, then, dear soul, there be coming here. For he it is that doth go with thee.
Now, you go with his people, our friends, yes, through the valley of the shadow of death. But he will fear, and they shall fear no evil.
For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yes, dear soul, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But dear soul, coming down to then to Jordan, coming down to the valley of the shadow of death. What did Jesus say to his disciples? He said, "There's dear soul," and maybe some poor soul needs this particularly here tonight. What he says to the disciples in John 14, yes, the Lord it is that go with you. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there shall ye be also. Yes. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. He will not fail thee.
You know, dear Jacob, he proved the divine faithfulness of his God, did he not?
Yes, the Lord it is that doth go with thee.
Yes, even when he went to meet Esau. But how he wrestled, and how he prayed unto the Lord.
I am not worthy the least of all the mercies of the troth which thou hast shown unto thy servant, for with my staff,
I passed over this Jordan.
Here's a blessed staff.
He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
The staff was a very important piece of equipment, was it not? Particularly to the shepherd. David had a staff, didn't he? When he went to meet Goliath. I believe that's right. But this hour, have you got a staff?
desire something to lean on. Something, dear soul, that will not give way. What is it? A blessed promise.
Why, dear Apostle Paul, what does he say here? But for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee.
Yes, oh, he hath said, I will never. I will never. Yes, oh, there's one of his blessed I wills here.
You know, you and I might say, or promise something. In our lives and promise someone that we're going to do something. But circumstances overtake us. And we perhaps have to go to the person and say, I'm ever so sorry, but such and such and such things have happened and I'm ever sorry, but I really just cannot fulfill my promise. Yes, the Lord's not going to do that. The Lord's not going to do that. No, dear soul, not even in spite of all your sin and mine. Blessed be his name. Because his dear son, Jesus, died on Calvary's cross and made atonement for all sin and all iniquity, all transgressions and faults and failings. And brought peace between divine, holy, offended majesty and poor, guilty sinners. The Lord it is that doth go with thee. Friends, you know, I just think of this word now. Why, it's so suitable, is it not? Friends, why too? I was going to say, certainly is suitable to one newborn in grace. And dear child, it's suitable to, oh, if the Lord bless it, to a little child. The Lord, he it is, thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. Why, dear child, some new situation in life, some new post that we have to take up, or hospital visit. The Lord, he it is that doth go with thee. Bereavement path. We've been there. The Lord, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Why, you know, dear Moses was well equipped and qualified to say this, was he not? When you look back, as you turn back to Exodus 3, when there, at the backside of the desert, the bush had burned, and the Lord had called him there, and now you're to bring my people out of the land of Egypt. Why, he doesn't feel fit. But certainly, I will be with thee. And the Lord was with him, was he not? Even when, particularly in trouble, triply in deep darkness, when the children of Israel rebelled, murmured and complained. Well, one time he went to the Lord and he said, Lord, what am I to do? This people be ready to stone me. What did the Lord say? Go on. The Lord thy God, it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Well, may the Lord bless these few simple thoughts, and his name be praised. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Stephen Hyde will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. John Rosier on Friday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 339. O my distrustful heart, how small thy faith appears. But greater, Lord, thou art than all my doubts and fears. Did Jesus once upon me shine, then Jesus is forever mine. Hymn 339.
Thank you.
dear Lord, we do humbly pray and ask that thou wilt bless thine own word, that word, Lord, that cannot return unto thee void, but accomplish that whereto thou pleased to send it. Forgive what's been amiss. Take us each home in peace and safety, to our respective places of abode, that whether the journey be long or short. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.